Frequently, sex education deals primarily with protection through the practice of safe sex. Such expressions convey a negative attitude towards the natural, procreative finality of sexuality, as if an eventual child were an enemy to be protected against. This way of thinking promotes narcissism and aggressivity in place of acceptance. It is always irresponsible to invite adolescents to toy with their bodies and their desires as if they possessed the maturity, values, mutual commitment and goals proper to marriage. They end up being blithely encouraged to use other persons as a means of fulfilling their needs or limitations. The important thing is to teach them sensitivity to different expressions of love, mutual concern and care, loving respect, and deeply meaningful communication. All of these prepare them for an integral and generous gift of self that will be expressed following a public commitment in the gift of their bodies. Sexual union in marriage will thus appear as a sign of an all-inclusive commitment enriched by everything that has preceded it.